You may have seen last night on BBC Two that Stargazing Live with Professor Brian Cox and Dara O'Brien is back for a second three-night series, aiming to encourage everyone from the complete beginner like me to the enthusiastic amateur to make the most of our night sky. Really, as a man who gets up at 4:30 every morning, I ought to be getting involved in this, shouldn't I? Let's talk now at our Gunwharf Quay studio in Portsmouth to Dr. Karen Masters from the University of Portsmouth Institute of Cosmology and Gravitation. That is a title and a half, Karen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So this is very exciting, and I know there's a real buzz about this return of stargazing.
Oh, yes,
which
absolutely.
Must encourage you and other people who love astronomy.
Well, it's incredibly exciting to get so much support and so much feedback from, you know, trying to bring the night sky and trying to bring astronomy to people. Those of us working in astronomy, we do this kind of thing all the time. We like to try to, you know, we like to enthuse about astronomy to people, but to do it at such, you know, at such massive scale, it's just fantastic.
Now, tonight is the big BBC Radio Solent stargazing event at the Spinnaker Tower in Portsmouth. Our very own Claire is going to be coming along as well. What's it all about?
Well, the Spinnaker event is really just about getting people, the local people of Portsmouth, to have, you know, a massive event. It's going to be just fantastic. It's the only stargazing event up a tower. If you've got a ticket, you get to go 100 metres up the tower, and there'll be experts at the tower to answer your questions about, you know, the biggest questions in the universe. And we also have some hands-on activities for the kids, for anyone who wants to do that, and some stargazing. It's going to be great.
And the tickets have already gone. In fact, they were within hours of launching this on our airways, they went. But for people who aren't coming, there's things that they can get involved in as well, isn't there?
There's unticketed events at the base of the tower. There's lots of good stuff going on at the base of the tower. So if you don't have a ticket, you should still come along. We've got lots of hands-on experiments. We've got Bridget the Mars Rover's coming. We're going to be making comets. My colleague Rita from the University of Portsmouth is going to make comets. It's going to be fantastic.
Meet the scientist sessions at the Spinnaker Cafe.
That's
is the
right.
Mars Rover actually going to go to Mars?
I don't think the one that's coming is.
Oh, right. Just thought I'd check, you know, in case it's off on a journey I didn't know about. Well, look, it's going to be a great night, Karen. We'll hear more about it on the show tomorrow morning. But for the moment, have a good night. And I hope you have a clear night so you can see the stars.
Yeah, I think we might need to keep our fingers crossed for that.
Yes, I think we might do as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Karen Masters, I'm just looking at the weather headline here. Becoming cloudier later tonight, so hopefully for that first part of the evening the stargazing event at Portsmouth will go off very well indeed.